What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Welcome to another episode of What the Fuck. Jillian is out this week, so with me is the great, I don't know, can I call you great, Charlie McMullen?
You can. I won't believe that you mean it.
That's because I've seen you.
That's true. All of me. What's up, everybody?
Unfortunately, I have seen his ass in one of his movies because he didn't warn me that that was coming, no pun intended.
That's most of the fun.
For you?
Yeah, why else would I do it, man?
Do you know the Adam and Eve promo by heart?
I don't know it by heart. I'm often distracted when it's on.
If you go to adamandeve.com, you use the promo code WHAT, you get 50% off of a single item, 3 free DVDs, you get free shipping in the United States, and even a mystery gift that could be, well, anything. I don't know. The mystery gifts are pretty randomized. All for using the promo code WHAT at adamandeve.com.
And mystery gift is really a thread of sorts. You are really taking a big risk getting a mystery gift from this website.
Well, that makes the website sound seedy. It's a mystery gift to enhance your purchase. I don't know if they go thematically, like, you know, if you purchase a dildo, maybe it's some lube, or if you purchase a video, maybe it's another video. I don't know how that all works. Now, for this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Charlie, do you know what a Paku is?
Well, I do know that that is what Pac-Man was originally called, translated from the native Japanese.
He was also Puck-Man, but they thought too many people would vandalize the machines.
But goddamn, you know, Canadians.
But do you know what a Paku the fish is?
According to the, this fact that I'm reading, but I'm pretending to know, it is a testicle-eating fish found in a lake in Illinois.
Well, it might be found there, but it's not native to there. It is actually native to South America and Africa and places like that. Well, somehow they got into the waters in Illinois, and people are now starting to wonder, can we go swimming there? Our Department of Wildlife keeps telling us, you know what? Everything is safe. Well, the residents of New Guinea would beg to differ. In 2011, there were two incidents of the Paku, known down there as the ball cutter, eating people's testicles right from the water.
Okay, I would like to point out my difficulty in believing that there is a line of people waiting to swim in a lake in Illinois. I can't imagine that there's a great demand for the ability to swim in a lake in Illinois. I've been to Illinois a couple times, and the lakes... It makes me believe the whole Jesus walking on water thing, because the lakes are thick.
It's the only place where the water can actually catch fire?
Right.
So, I just want to say, whoever imported one of these things, probably pregnant, and dumped it into a lake in Illinois, you're a fucking idiot! Are you just trying to make it eat testicles? What are you doing?
Yeah, this looks very much like the setup to an early Cameron movie.
Doesn't that little fucker look like a piranha?
He does. It looks freaky enough to be fake.
Yeah, I can absolutely see that. It's creepy, man. It really is. And like it.
The teeth, no, I don't like it either. The teeth look like little fingers. You got the two thumbs in the front, some pinkies in the back there. And what I'm reading online, it says that the Pakus primarily eat snails, aquatic vegetation, and nuts.
And I'm not sure if that's an in-joke right there or not.
This is one of many reasons why I never go swimming anywhere.
Well, that's because your naked ass is fine just walking around in your own videos.
Well, yeah, and it, you know, I'm a very pale man. I burst into flame in the sun.
So you're saying you go gay?
Well, you know, it's there as an option.
Okay.
And I take comfort in that.
Our first real topic is going to be, there is a new law that just got passed and signed by Mayor Bloomberg in New York City that says any taxi driver that is caught driving around a known prostitute or someone that turns out to be a prostitute can be fined. Am I the only one that sees massive abilities for abuse in this, Charlie?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, it frees up the cab drivers to say, no, you're probably a whore, and then just keep driving.
It's going to encourage racial profiling. Think about it. Oh, that black woman, she's dressed a little racy. Probably a hooker. I don't have to pick her up.
Yeah, I really don't think it's fair. I mean, it's unfair to prostitutes, really.
Well, and then
Lord knows they're dealing with enough shit to begin with.
Well, and then when you really get down to it, think about it like this, Charlie. How are you actually supposed to know it's a prostitute unless she is being picked up right in front of your cab? Wouldn't this all be supposition? And wouldn't any trashy woman not be able to get a ride in New York City, or God forbid on Halloween when all women dress as hookers?
Right. Halloween has got to be, I mean, that's got to be a big business day for cab drivers, I imagine, because people go out, they get drunk and they take cabs. That's going to be a difficult night for a cab driver. He does not want to pick up a hooker. Most of them are dressed as hookers. How do you decide? Like, I want to talk to a cab driver and see what is your checklist before you pick up a woman.
Are there cum stains in her hair? Probably a hooker, or just could be a slut.
Is she blowing a man as I pull up to the curb?
Yeah, there's that. But then it also, the bigger issue here is you're penalizing the wrong people. Okay, yes, prostitution is illegal, and I don't think it should be. But penalizing cab drivers, why not go a step further and penalize the hotel clerk that allows potential hookers to get a room in their hotel, or the cafe down the street? Why not penalize the owner of the cafe for putting condoms in the woman's room that hookers are going to end up buying in bulk? I mean, am I the only one that sees just these cab drivers being singled out for no real reason?
I think it's an instance of Bloomberg just being really bored. I mean, because Bloomberg, I call him New York's stepfather, because ever since 9/11, he's been trying to make a name for himself, and he's going about it the wrong way. I think this is a stupid law. I think it's I don't know. It's just there's more important shit to be making laws about. This is not necessary.
But this is the same Michael Bloomberg that is outlawing large sodas. Remember that. This is the same one that says you cannot get a soda bigger than 64 ounces because that contributes to obesity.
I think I'm going to run for mayor of New York. Apparently anybody can do it.
Apparently. This also brings up the also larger issue of prostitution again. To quote George Carlin for the 100th time on this show, selling is legal. Fucking is legal.
Why is selling fucking illegal?
Why is it illegal to sell something that's perfectly legal to give away?
Doesn't seem fair.
No, it doesn't. It goes back to this puritanical bullshit that we have in this country, because everyone's so afraid of the fucking right-wing Christians. Think about it like this. Every state is hurting for money right now. So you legalize prostitution. Look at all the benefits. One, you take it off the street and you make it safer. Two, you completely destroy a certain segment of the criminal underworld, therefore hurting crime. You totally get rid of the pimp aspect. Three, you get it regulated. The women are safer. The Johns are safer. Disease goes down. And four, you can then legally tax their income. It helps the state. Honestly, Charlie, tell me, what is the fucking downside of legalizing prostitution?
The downside of legalizing prostitution is it's going to make it more difficult for broke people to get laid.
Why? Because you think it'll make it more expensive?
Well, okay. From the female perspective, if I were a woman and prostitution were legal, I would be a prostitute. No questions asked.
But since you're a man, you don't want to be a gigolo?
Well, it's a difficult sell with me. If I were better looking, then maybe.
What's the downside? Why are we so apprehensive about making prostitution legal? It's one of those things that you know is going on. You know it's going to continue to go on. There's these people that can't see that there's money to be made in this. There's legal ways to profit off this.
It's recession proof is what it is. I mean,
it's the one recession proof job, really.
The only way that the prostitution industry would be hurt is if orgasms stopped feeling good.
Aren't all of those things people are trying to do anyway? They're trying to raise the coffers of their state. This would do that. They're trying to cut down on disease. This would do that. They are trying to get rid of crime. This would do that. And they're trying to get rid of the criminal underworld. This would undercut that. There's no downside other than sex outside of marriage is wrong. Of course, unless you're an anti-gay crusader and you're blowing guys in bathrooms secretly, because that seems to be the way the world is going at this point.
If prostitution was legal, you wouldn't mind going to the airport. You wouldn't mind. I mean, it would free up so many options of things that you generally don't like to do if you could have a hooker at the same time. Like, I will go to the DMV and register your car.
It also goes back to that safety issue I brought up. You know, right now, if a guy's going to go to a hooker and then he's going to go home to his wife, there's a good chance he's going to spread something. If it's regulated, any kind of disease breakout, then the girl is taken off the street.
Yeah, like I wouldn't legalize prostitution on like a freelance basis. I mean, you would have to get your whore's license, I think.
Right. And
there's
just
nothing wrong with that. I honestly cannot think of one good reason to keep it illegal.
And I know Jowski's hovering around back there. Do you have anything to add to this?
Legalize prostitution, yay or nay?
Legalize prostitution.
Yep, he's all for it.
All right.
I probably could have told you that, though.
So, and then there was a political pundit, a liberal, of course, that had a really funny comment about this. She goes, men need a place to go for sex. Do you know where women have to go for sex? Anywhere.
Yeah, outside.
Yeah, women can get sex anywhere. Men have to work for it a little bit more. And I think this, it would also, it'd be the same thing as legalizing pot. You legalize pot, you tax it, you regulate it, you undercut the criminal underworld, and it becomes cheaper. There's no downside other than the stupid moral, it's wrong issue that I can't fucking stand.
Josh, I think you know me well enough not to even bother asking about my views on legalized marijuana.
Well, no. I mean, I know, but maybe the audience doesn't. Tell the audience your views on legalizing marijuana.
I am all for legalizing marijuana because it cures everything. If it doesn't cure it, at least takes your mind off it for, you know, 45 minutes at the least. Marijuana and prostitution are really two things in the same category for me, because sex obviously is not a dangerous activity. Otherwise, where the fuck did we all come from? And marijuana is not a dangerous drug. I think there is no reason in the world why both of these things should not be legal. And I think the only things keeping them legal is what you said. It's just the moral fundamentalist Christian background of this country that you won't find anyone in power willing to legalize either of these two things.
You might, actually. There is a rumor. Now, this is just a rumor right now, but it's supposedly from somebody in Obama's office that right before the election in November, he's going to legalize pot to try and grab the youth vote.
That's his Hail Mary?
I think that's his Hail Mary. Again, this is rumors, so nobody quote me on that, but this is what's been going around, that pot will be legalized probably in September or October, so the youth vote will come out and go, "This president rocks, man!"
That's an extremely smart play. I mean,
it actually makes sense, doesn't it, when you think about it?
I mean, that will completely polarize him from the Mormon opponent that he will have.
Yeah, so it's like, if he does, who knows if we'll have, or who knows if we'll have, like, the crack vending machine from Futurama, just, you know, on every corner in the next 10 years.
Don't hold out on me like this!
Yeah, you knew exactly what I was referencing. Thank you. So it's like, he needs to come out and legalize that and just say, you know what, sex for money is not a crime. Because think about it like this, isn't everything technically prostitution? Your girlfriend goes out with you and has sex with you because you bought her dinner. There was still an exchange of goods, right? Or you took her to the movie, exchange of goods.
I might differ with you slightly. I don't think that a woman has ever had sex with me because I bought her dinner. I mean, they don't make restaurants that good here in Pueblo where I'm from.
Okay, the concept is sound. At least give me that.
The concept is sound. I mean, sexual politics I'm talking about heterosexual sex because that's my frame of reference. In fact, I'd be interested to know how it would work between two dudes. But in sexual politics, women have all the power, rape notwithstanding. A woman decides who she has sex with, and she...
I think what you mean is it goes back to that old joke. You spend the entire date wondering if you'll get laid. The woman already knows.
Exactly. Hardly ever. I will say hardly because there's always exceptions to the rule, but women hardly ever have sex with anyone that they don't completely, like, stand behind the choice. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Unless they're drunk.
Exactly.
Or just sluts.
Alcohol. Well, see, sluts, it's a bigger regret, I think. That's probably a whole other can of worms. But, like, men have a ton of regrets. If you're talking about their sexual history, I mean, men have more regrets than they do decisions that they thought that they support.
37?
Exactly. I don't know. I think there's a lot of sexism keeping prostitution illegal. Because
you think it's just because it's the old men that are deciding that the women can't get compensated for it because they just should be giving it away for free, that old Western frontier kind of ideal?
Exactly. The old, insecure, inadequate men making the laws don't want to give women that kind of power. Because it would. I mean, I don't want to cite Idiocracy as a credible source, but in a society where prostitution is legal, women make all the decisions.
One of the reports pointed out, even gigolos, who, let's face it, most male prostitutes are there for men. Most of their business comes from other men and not from women, right?
Totally. Oh, totally.
And what it comes down to is they don't make nearly as much money. If you would legalize it, it would mostly be women, no pun intended, coming out on top. Because men would be the ones paying out. They would not be the ones getting paid most of the time.
Then you
obviously, there's going to be exceptions, but you know what I mean.
Then you would have the Meninist movement. You would have a bunch of men demanding equal pay for equal labor.
Would that be like the Mennonites?
It would be so not like the Mennonites.
It was just a verbal pun I could have made there. Sorry.
It'd be very much not like the Mennonites at all.
Prostitution should be legal. Fining cab drivers for giving prostitutes rides when, you know, unless they're going to start making, you know, you've been caught for prostitution once, they tattoo whore on your forehead or something, you have no way to know whether she's a hooker or not.
Exactly. It's a waste of the New York City tax money because there is no way to verify that. Because we would have to use the honor system. A cab driver pulls up, a woman gets in, hey, are you a hooker? No. Okay, then. There's no way to enforce this law. It's fucking stupid.
I can actually see the New York Police Department doing stings. You know, I can actually see them stinging in New York City cabbies. And they go, and he's a Muslim too.
Yeah, exactly. She wouldn't swallow. Of course, he's a Muslim.
So on that note, we'll be back after Heart Attack.
Hey, look. Those two cops are climbing down the side of that five-story building and getting a drop on that whole gang of crooks. They're making $1 million drug bust in broad daylight.
That's amazing.
Did you see that? The same two cops just dove headfirst off the back of a speeding bus. They're sneaking up on six of the mob's most dangerous hitmen and taking away their guns.
That's incredible.
Wow. Now they're hiding in garbage cans, leaping from rooftops, smashing through windows, and crashing through walls.
That's impossible. Who do they think they are? Batman and Robin?
That's right. The real-life cops they call Batman and Robin. The super cops. Their tactics are outrageous. Their record is unbelievable. Their story is amazing, incredible, impossible, and true. The super cops. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
So hard. All right. So
wait a minute. Now, Josh, I didn't want to fucking let you open up, man. I want to get right on this fucking shit. To all you fucking cunts out there who fucking hacked jackaloperadio.com, I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know what the fuck is up. But go fuck yourselves. You're cunts. You can't silence us. We won't stop. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get badder. And you know what? We're going to influence more people. We're not stopping. My network, American Horrors, running fucking strong, and it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bitches. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bitches. And it's getting bigger, it's world fucking wide. We're worldwide mafia, motherfucker. All right? We're hardcore horror. I live it, I breathe it. It is me. This cowardly bullshit on the fucking internet. You fucking bitch motherfucker.
Okay,
but I've had police at my fucking house telling me to leave town. I've had protest marches on my house. I've had death threats. I love death threats. They were fun. I used to fuck with those guys. I had stalkers. I used to offer my stalkers a ride home from the bar at night. Because I fuck bitches like you up for a living, for fun. That's what the fuck I do. Why do you think I'm friends with guys like Danzig and Gene LaBelle and all the other crazy motherfuckers I know?
See, Hart, the way I was going to put it was, did they even research who you were before they tried to hack your show?
No, I don't know, man. I don't know what that's about, but it's pussy bullshit. It's candy ass. It's little boy time.
Yeah, because...
It's little boy time.
No, I don't remember if I ever told you this or not, but Jack Lope got hacked last year as well, but they were stopped almost right away. Basically, they got in, started to move some files around, and they were shut down. This time, they got in and started fucking shit up, and we couldn't stop them for almost 2 days. So this was a much more professional and much more serious, we're going to take you down hack attack.
And gee, when did it start?
Friday night. Well, technically, technically Saturday morning, like Friday night, you know, like 4 in the morning. So technically early
Saturday
morning. Saturday
morning at 4 a.m., the warpath was on for these punks.
And something,
with this candy-ass backdoor bullshit, dark room, cock in hand, jacking off to online porn crap instead of fucking real women, instead of banging with the big boys. It's candy-ass time. I mean, all this is a press release, guys. All you did was give us a nice press release, and this is going to be cool. This is nice. This is going to be a nice commercial on my network and the other networks I'm working with. Because things are going real good. They're going fantastic for me, man. I mean, I'm a happy guy. Things are going really good for me, Josh. I mean, I'm back in the dojo, training well, you know, feeling good. My wife's health is great. Life is pretty goddamn good. So I kind of laugh at this shit because this is nothing compared to what I've been through in my life.
And see, I was laughing at it too. I was laughing at it too because, first of all, I don't understand what they expect to accomplish. One, Todd has all the files backed up. So anything that they fuck with is not actually gone. They're on another server somewhere.
This isn't new to my life, Josh. You know, this exact thing happened on us when we were doing Fear in the Flatlands. When we did Fear in the Flatlands back, it's an investigation of a haunted inn asylum, Ashmore Estates, in Illinois. And we did this investigation, and it was this insane deal where all my guy stumbled across unsolved cult murder, and all of a sudden the guys are getting followed around, all of a sudden police are following them around and shit, and then all of a sudden the producer gets this weird satanic fucking ceremony tape on VHS. Then a couple weeks later they broke into his fucking house looking for the tape. Nothing was stolen. They just broke into his house and ransacked his house. And then the other guy, the director John, he fucking his tires got slashed on his car, and someone threw something explosive into his garbage. You know, so crazy shit has happened with stuff we've done before. You know, we're going to do a follow-up on Ashmore Estates, but it doesn't silence anybody. It just draws more attention. It just says, hey, this is worth paying attention to. It just says, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up, man, because somebody's bothered. And when somebody's bothered, you're on the right fucking track.
Oh, absolutely. Because the way I look at it was, all you people did by hacking us, and it was me specifically they came after, because Todd says the very first things that they went after were all three of my shows. So that to me says this was somebody that wanted to hurt me rather than the station overall. And all you fuckers did.
That's a good thing, Josh. That's a good thing.
We're on the right track.
You're hitting
that's what
the
it
right
means.
Nerve.
Yeah. But all that means is you brought me publicity, you gave me stories, and you put yourselves in harm's way, because guess what, fuckers? You are not untraceable, and what you did is a violation of federal law. And if you're outside the United States, it's a violation of international law. So you little fuckers are going to get taken down. What did you hope to accomplish?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've got no problem with working with law enforcement to help catch a bunch of fucking punks like this. I mean, I've done it before. I love good fight.
Absolutely, and that's what this is. It's like, really, did I piss you off your little sensibilities so much that you got to try and take me down? Then that means I mean what everything I said double now.
It's like those candy-ass motherfuckers who went after, like, who killed Van Gogh and, you know, issue fatwas against authors in England because they don't like the book they wrote. You're pretty weak if a book bothered you so much you got to kill somebody. If a book bothers you so much you gotta go kill someone, you're pretty weak, man. You're mentally pretty weak. It's pretty easy to tip you over.
Or a
you're
cartoon. Easy, remember the Dutch cartoonist?
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
a fucking cartoon. Not even a... He wasn't even making a book. He made a fucking comic strip. And they fatwa'd him.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty... You're mentally soft if all it takes is a cartoon to push you over the edge. I gotta kill you! Can't stand the idea of the cartoon. You got in my head. I gotta kill you! That's pretty lame, man. That's pretty soft in the head. You're pretty weak. You're just showing... And then when you do stuff like that, you just give it away, dude. No one's afraid of that. You just showed people how weak you were, how soft in your fucking head you are. That's all you did is show your tendons, your Achilles tendon. You just gave it away, man. That's all you did, because every action betrays what you're doing. It shows stuff. People look at what you do, and they interpret what you do, and it's pretty easy to read it, man. It's one of the things I love about martial arts. A knockout's a knockout, dude. There's no arguing about it. A broken limb's a broken limb. There's no arguing about it. It's done. Done deal, baby. And that's one of the things I love about martial arts, the simplicity of that, the clarity of it.
What you got to realize is that these are just cowards. These are people who would never come up to Hart or me or Jillian or Brad or Scott at a convention and go, I fucking hate you. I'm going to kick your ass. No, they're going to do it from behind a computer in their dark little dank basement, jerking off into the sheets that their moms will then wash for them because they still live at home. That's a fucking coward.
Pretty much. I mean, I've dealt with lots of these kinds of people that hide behind the internet, or they try to hide behind anonymity. And especially these days, in this day and age with the web, I love the web. I mean, people don't understand. If you're into Malaysian gay boy porn that's illegal, dude, you're in trouble, because they track everything on the web. Everything is under surveillance on the web. Everything. Everything, you guys. Everything is locked down now. It's a cyber war going on out there. No one likes to really talk about it, but there's a serious goddamn cyber war happening right now all across the whole friggin' world. And there's serious criminal groups out there that are surfing and turfing and taking down people's credit cards, the works. This whole notion of like, oh, we need to go to a cashless society. Fuck that. We need the cash, baby. No one can hack your cash. No one can hack your cash, baby. Well, I like cash.
Well, and then
fuck
it also
credit cards. Fuck debit cards. And fuck that, because every bank makes a fee then.
Well, and then
I
it
like
also
cash,
comes
baby,
down to
cash.
Hart. It also comes down to everyone thinks it's like it is in the movies, where if I route through this and then I send a router and a fake IP signal, it's not like a CSI episode, people.
No, it's not.
You
guys.
Are easy to
no.
catch.
Let me tell you something. What happens to hackers, okay? Our government gets a hold of them and they fucking put the gun to their fucking head. And not gun, but like the jail time.
The figurative gun, yes.
They put the figurative gun of major jail time to these guys, and they say, look, time to turn the leaf. Time to start catching Indians for us. How do you think we took this country? We took Indians and made them flip on their own people. It's pretty standard here in America. So hackers are working for the government. Right now in California, they just busted a bunch of city council members, not here in Los Angeles, but I can't remember the name of the city, but it was a group of people that were trying to pass anti-medical marijuana clinic legislation to get rid of medical marijuana clinics. And then they were turning around and shaking down the clinics for money so they won't pass that legislation. And they got busted because the clinics worked with the FBI. And this is happening all across the fucking state of California.
Have you ever seen the hacker documentary Freedom Downtime?
No.
It's really good. It's kind of shot on handheld, so it's really thrown together. It's basically about the injustice that was done to Kevin Mitnick. What the whole point of it was, every time they would bust one of these hackers, almost all these badass hackers, I ain't gonna be taken alive! As soon as they got into a cell, I'll give up all my buddies if I get to go free.
Oh, hell yeah. These are dudes that do not interact with society very well. I mean, to be able to hack, you have got to devote a lot of hours to the computer by yourself, getting fat and stinky, eating your Cheetos and your microwave food. You spend a lot of hours alone. You get me? That's a lot of time alone. You're not a guy who is hustling people on the street. You're doing that on the internet because you are weak. Get it? So when you get into a jail, man, a bunch of fucking animals, dude, human animals that are predators, I mean, that's what they do with predators in our society. They put them in a cage. And now they're going to take these little guys who hide behind their computers and then put them in that cage. Fuck, dude. That's fucking scary. No wonder they're rolling and flipping. I mean, who wants to have, their assholes wide open and dripping for years? And I don't condone that either. I mean, they should cut down and try to do what they can to make that kind of behavior stop. I think they need to spend money on our prison system. That's a whole other show. But these dudes, just, you know, they're in for a real eye-opener when they get caught, because it's going to happen. It's pretty easy. I mean, the feds are all over this fucking shit, man. They're trying to pass some crazy fucking laws, and they've already passed a bunch of crazy fucking laws, and they're fucking watching everything, man. Everything!
I love the fact that whenever you find one of these hackers online, before they're caught, they're always, oh man, the government ain't gonna take me, you know, I'm a rebel. And then you see just how fast they flip.
I don't know, man. Do rebels fuck up old ladies and rip off people's credit, you know, and then go spend other people's money, and then that other people get saddled with debt, and their life kind of sucks, and they're stuck with that debt. And it ain't like you knocked them down on the ground and took their wallet, and they lost $50. I mean, you're talking about serious shit that impacts the rest of your fucking life. And what's up with these credit card companies? Smart enough to go, look, this dude got hacked. This needs to come off his credit record. He's a victim. That's just the way it is. We got to eat the loss. It sucks, but hey, that's the way it is. Should have checked your shit better.
Right. And so what I want to say to the hackers is, thank you. You guys actually did us a pretty big favor. You allowed us to see where the gap in our security was, so now we've closed it. So in essence, they were troubleshooting for us, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it was only like, what, a day?
About a day and a half.
Here's the thing, you know, like I talked about with Wikipedia, they're only validating the work we're doing. They're only saying, hey, what these guys are doing is awesome. Because the worst thing in this world is when no one's paying attention. And that's the worst thing. And so basically, someone got into some part of you. And I love it, man. I love it. You just betray it all, you weak motherfuckers. And so, adios, guys.
Well, before we say goodnight, we should probably talk a little bit more about American Horrors.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, everything's going fucking great over there at the network. Here, Chris Brown took up the challenge on the $10 million challenge Alki David threw down. Things have really been popping at Filmon. I'm really happy with having American Horrors there. So if you want to watch my 24-hour, seven days a week, you know, Uncut Horror Channel, check it out. Just go register for as little as $1.95 a month at www.filmon.com.
This is the voice of a woman dreaming of her lover.
Oh, please, darling, pull me close. I love you so much.
And this, a woman having a nightmare.
Let me out! Ah!
What are dreams? What do they mean? When you dream, you wander into another world where everything is strange and terrifying. When you dream, you too become a Nightwalker. The Nightwalker brings Robert Taylor and Barbara Stanwyck together again in the film Shocker of the Year.
Yes, I do have a lover.
Tell me his name.
I wish to God I could, but he's only a dream.
And now, a warning from producer William Castle.
Our new picture, The Nightwalker, may force you to dream of things you're ashamed to admit. If you can't stand your own dreams, don't see The Nightwalker.
The Nightwalker.
Now, our next story. Now, Jillian and I have joked about this quite a bit, about the coming zombie apocalypse with all the different face-eating and whatnot, and then the bath salts drug. Well, we got a new one. We got a new one where Carla Murphy, age 31, had a baby. She decided, for whatever reason, after having the baby, to go into the bathroom and smoke bath salts. And for those of you that don't know, bath salts are the drug that makes your body feel like it is on fire from the inside out, and it makes you a cannibal.
Because who wouldn't want that?
Yeah. It's like, why? I was going to get into that after we get into the meat of this, no pun intended, okay? So she smoked the bath salts, stripped off all her clothes, because like I said, it makes you so hot, you'll do anything to cool down. And she started freaking out. She punched one of the nurses, they called the cops, and then she attacked one of the cops and tried to eat his face. The nurses had to give her Halidol, the antipsychotic drug, and she also started kicking nurses in the chest and trying to eat more police officers. I guess my question is, why would people even take bath salts? Considering that it seems like almost one out of every four or five people that take this drug turn into a face-eating cannibal. That's a pretty high failure rate, isn't it?
Yeah, they're clearly not running consumer advocate tests on these. And until recently, I thought it was literally bath salts. So I'm like, so what, Pier 1 imports are like the opium dims of the new millennium?
No. It's just, its actual street name is Disco. Technical name, I guess, is bath salts. But it's not actual, like, bath salts that, you know, Calgon take me away kind of shit.
Okay, I guess that makes slightly more sense, but not really.
It actually was funnier your way, huh?
Yeah, I was imagining, like, you know, rooms full of, like, sandalwood-scented smoke.
People just in the bathtub trying to eat each other's faces.
Yeah, totally. Like, dealers out on the corner. What you want, man? I got jasmine. I got blueberry. What do you want? What do you want?
You're going to pay double for lilac, bitch. And then the cops went and arrested her boyfriend. They found a shit ton of paraphernalia as well. They found the disco in her purse. They found all the aluminum foils, more bath salts, the broken glass bottle with the residue in it. Then they went to her home and found more. Now, bath salts are a synthetic substance. So this is something we made. This is not anything organic. So it goes against anyone going, because I can already see some people saying, well, McMullen, you were advocating pot earlier. Well, this is the same thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is not the same fucking thing as pot, right?
No, I mean, I've had the munchies before. I've never eaten anybody's face.
And see, there are some people would say it's because you're not doing it right.
Maybe I just don't want it enough. But, I mean, you know, Doritos and fruit roll-ups are fine for me. It says here bath salts are a synthetic cocaine-like substance found in smoke shops and gas stations.
Because up until about 3 months ago, people weren't really using this as a drug. It was you know, an aphrodisiac or things like that. And then somebody decided, because these things are not meant to be smoked, somebody decided, maybe if I smoke this, it'll get me high.
Okay, I don't buy it as an aphrodisiac, because I've never been in the middle of having sex and say, you know what would make this great is if my insides were on fire.
Well, no, I'm talking about the non-smoking part of it, the part before you smoke it. And I'm saying that some dumbass said, this thing that's not meant to be smoked, let's smoke this. This will get me high, won't it? And yeah, it will. And it'll cause you to freak out, internally combust, and try to eat people.
Everything will eventually be smoked. I have an uncle that used to smoke banana peels back in the day.
Oh, so like Dennis Hopper in My Science Project.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he smoked banana peels in that before he ended up traveling through time.
If there is anything that is considered a drug, it will be smoked at some point.
If there's even stuff that isn't considered a drug, it'll be smoked at some point.
That's true. I would be lying if I said I never tried to smoke coffee grounds when I was in high school.
Did it work?
It worked so well.
That you only tried it once.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not even going to fuck around with this. I was up for 3 days.
So what it comes down to is the real problem with bath salts, the real problem
I'll
with
suck
bath salts.
Juan Valdez, just one more.
You're dropping bricks on dogs. The bath salts are technically not illegal. Obviously, they're not meant to be smoked, but you can buy them legally. So right now, there's a big rush of everyone going, do we get this categorized as a drug and taken off the street? And I'm sure the bath salt manufacturers are going, whoa, 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 whoa. It's not our fault that the people who buy it are fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for logic in the mind of a junkie, you are not going to find it. And, I mean, the drug laws in the country are really messed up, because I don't want to keep going back to marijuana. But marijuana is still legal, and there's a synthetic marijuana, Sativa, that is 100% legal, you can buy it online, that is way worse than marijuana. That is a hallucinogen.
So it's basically like a joint coated in LSD.
Probably. I've never had it, and I never will, because I don't know. I'm of the rare minority where pot is good enough for.
Well, but then it also brings you to the whole thing. Like you pointed out, everyone will try to a junkie will try to smoke anything at any point. So oh, yeah. What point do we draw the line that anything can be a drug? Anything at all. Most of the drugs we have today weren't really drugs till somebody decided to shoot it, smoke it, or ingest it.
Right.
They were used for something else beforehand. So do you criminalize the bath salt manufacturers for their customers being morons? I mean, so, if all of a sudden you found out that smoking tampons would get you high, would Playtex all of a sudden have to start regulating that?
Well, I think tampons should be regulated anyway, and by which I mean men should not be allowed to buy them because I don't like that.
Okay.
I get weird looks at the store, so I'd like the legislators to step in on that. But I think
you see my point.
Oh yeah, I do. And I say if you legalize cocaine, it would kill all the right people.
Yeah, I could actually see that because you ever worked with a cokehead? They're not fun to work with. You just want them to OD and die so you can get a new coworker.
Exactly. They are not good people. I chalk this up to natural selection.
Yeah, I'll give you Darwinism there. But then you also have other things like whippets. I mean, I can't go to Target. I got carded at Target for buying that compressed air to clean out my computer with.
Okay, I don't believe you've been carded for anything in your life.
I'm not joking. Dude, I get carded for fucking video games. Charlie, you've seen what I look like. I'll put up a Resident Evil game and they're like, we need your birth date, sir. It's like, really? Am I getting fucking carded for a video game? Looking like the aftermath of a bad night Rob Zombie and Kevin Smith both want to forget?
So, like, they think, like, not only do they think you're 17, but it is a hard 17.
Yeah, man, this guy's had a hard life at 17.
Maybe we shouldn't be video games. What do you want?
Maybe you shouldn't be harassing the guy if I'm only 17 and I look like this.
Yeah, but, I know. If you are underage, then you should be taken care of.
But no, seriously, my computer was really dusty. I went up to Target and I bought one of those two packs of that compressed air. And they carded me. They had to verify I was over 18. That knocked me on my ass. I'm like, are you serious? It's the same reason you can't go and buy a dozen packages of cough medicine from Walgreens anymore. Because there's limits. You can only buy two because fucking people that make meth use the ingredients in that.
Yeah.
It's like, should we all be penalized because some of us are fucking morons?
No, none of this should be illegal. I don't know. I think the survivors will be people with sense enough not to do this shit.
But there's always going to be that one idiot. Like I brought up the smoking tampons. Now that I've said that, how much you want to bet, Charlie, within the next 3 weeks after this airs, we find some fucker that found out that Playtex, you know, if it's dipped in a certain chemical, smokes better than any joint in the world.
And that guy's going to be me.
So are you telling me that you're now not going to be embarrassed to buy Playtex because it's a drug?
All I'm saying is that at the beginning of the show, I wasn't thinking that a tampon might make a good gravity bong, but now I am.
So I'm putting ideas in your head. That's creepy.
It's definitely possible is what I'm learning now.
So I guess what I'm really saying is, to get back to Carla Murphy here, obviously she did something wrong and stupid. Now, if she knew full well the potential side effects of bath salts, should she be charged with everything she is charged with? Because there's a big contingent of people saying that the people who are eating people's faces and freaking out on bath salts, because it only has a failure rate of about 1 in 4 and 1 in 5, should they be penalized for it going bad on them? I say, okay. Fuck yes. You took the chance when you decided to smoke something that was not meant to be in the human body.
That's very true. And you brought up the list of charges. I would like to address that. Some of these are really a mystery of sorts. There's felony possession of a designer drug, which I get. Although I don't – to look at her picture, designer drug seems like a grandiose kind of term.
She looks like she's been ridden hard and put away wet long before she had that baby. Somebody stuck their dick in crazy is what it comes down to.
Yeah, I know. It says she's 1 year younger than me, but she looks like goddamn Skeletor. Other charges, public drunkenness, which is just a lie. Drunk means alcohol, and there was no mention of alcohol in this article.
No, there wasn't.
I think it's just cops being in denial. Just say it's drunk. It has to be drunk. Otherwise, the world's going insane. You've got disorderly conduct, which I think is a pun because it was in a hospital. But the biggest mystery is they have aggravated assault and simple assault.
And I've never understood the difference between them. Isn't assault kind of assault? I mean, how do you aggravate assault?
Like, man, that guy assaulting that other guy, he is aggravated.
That's what I mean. It's like, you know, if you call him a pussy while you're wailing on him, that's aggravated assault. If you're just wailing on him, that's just assault. I don't know where the distinction comes in.
I think the difference is simple assault would be Carla Murphy punching the nurse in the face because it's a simple act, punch in the face. Aggravated assault would be the kick to the chest that the article mentions because Carla Murphy does not look like a spry individual. Yeah, you would have to be very aggravated to get a kick all the way up to a nurse's chest.
How about the eating the cop's face or attempting to eat the cop's face?
That, I think, was definitely harassment.
To end this out, what do you want to say about bath salts and the zombie apocalypse? See, okay, I think it's wrong to call it a zombie apocalypse. It's a cannibal apocalypse, goddammit. There are live people eating people. I don't know where zombie comes into this.
Yeah, it's a cannibal apocalypse because the cop that she bit did not then turn into a bath salt junkie.
But in the John Saxon movie, Cannibal Apocalypse, if you got bit, then you became a cannibal.
Which is really just a fancy term for zombie because it has more syllables, I guess.
Well, but if you're technically alive and you can be killed normally, you're not really a zombie. You're just a psycho cannibal.
I think my thoughts on this case would be that I think bath salts or disco, as the kids are calling them, I think that it should be 100% legal because it would kill all the right people.
Absolutely. Because think about it. If you're dumb enough to smoke something that's not really meant to be smoked, you deserve what happens to you.
Right. If you're dumb enough to smoke something called disco, then you like Casey and the Sunshine Band way too much.
If you're dumb enough to be involved in anything called disco.
I know. We're not losing the cure for cancer here. I think this is population control at its finest.
We're not losing the cream of society either.
Exactly.
To end this episode, which most of you people won't know all the trouble we went through to record this fucking week.
We went through hell.
Where can we find Charlie McMullen if we choose to?
You can find Charlie McMullen, first of all, on www.geekjuicemedia.com. I've got comic strips and short films up on there. And you can also find me on Facebook. Charlie is spelled with it's Charley because my parents didn't love me.
And hey, that website you mentioned, I think I do something there too, don't I?
You do. You have got columns. You have got podcasts. In fact, I think you are more on that website than I am.
Which is kind of funny now that you think about it.
One of us has more free time?
So you can find me at 1201beyond.com, 1201beyond@gmail.com to contact me. My column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com. My crappy TV show with full movies, it came from me on midnight at Geek Juice. And you can also find my column, The Shadows of Pop Culture, in Scene Magazine if you happen to be in the Green Bay area. So I'm going to say goodnight. You want to, since you're a stand-up comic, you want to tell a bad bath salt-related joke on the way out, Charlie?
For when you've had a rough day and you want to treat yourself, just pour some bath salts into the tub and eat a face.
Okay, that was a bad joke, so I guess that fit.
No, I will give you this. This is a joke that I wrote earlier today. People say, build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. I say, let's keep working on cancer.
time ago, baby, in the new magic land. See, the Indians and the buffalo, they existed hand in hand. The Indians, they needed some food and some skins for a roof. They only took what they needed, baby. Millions of buffalo were the proof. But then came the white dogs. With a thick and empty heads, they couldn't see past the billboard.